questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Welcome, everybody, to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. You know what time it is, right?
Yeah, it's about time.
Sitting here with my lovely wife, Christina. I am your host tonight for the Godcast Q&A, Frank Sasso.
Finally.
And, hey, we're here, and we're raw. We're unplugged. No editing. This is it. I'm not editing this.
This
is what you hear.
Is what you get.
This is what you're going to get. Oh, I hope you're ready.
What they're hearing is what they're getting, isn't it?
Same thing. But what we say
is what you get.
Is what you get.
Right.
And hopefully what they hear, but hear with their hearts and also their ears.
Right.
Okay. Got some questions here.
Okay.
So let's jump right in. Mary wants to know, why is God so morbidly violent in the Old Testament? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. And a very, very sound question.
Yes.
Because obviously, you know, you read the Bible and it's like, God's like, seems like a maniac in the Old Testament, but he's all love in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm with Mary. And it wasn't until I heard Andrew Womack actually talk about the true nature of God, which is available on our website. If you go to ahistorywithgod.org, click on resources and then free downloads.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 5-part series there of Andrew Womack. And he actually gets into all that. He explains all that and it's brilliantly done.
Okay.
So I would suggest, Mary, go listen to that because it'll change your life. It really will.
Do you have an answer for Mary?
Well, God dealt with people differently in the Old Testament than he did. You know, that was all before Jesus. So sin was like running rampant.
Well, also sin wasn't accounted for other than at the temple where they had to make animal sacrifices.
Right. But like when he gave direction, like kill the men, the women, the children, the animals, don't leave anything, you know, it's because sin was just infested, you know, everywhere. And he had to get rid of it. It was like a temporary thing, but it still needed to be dealt with at the time.
Right.
But you're right. Animal sacrifice, it was a cover. It was a credit. It was a temporary fix before Jesus would get there.
Right.
But it wasn't like God was like, he snapped.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I would, Mary, listen to that teaching, and anybody else who kind of struggles with that whole thing.
Right, because the Old Testament is a different covenant than the New Testament because of the work that Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
That's a short, abbreviated answer, but check out
that's a real short one.
That teaching.
Right. All right. Donald Y. I recently bought Frank's book from Amazon, God Loves Me and Gave Me Power. Oh, thank you, Donald. It's quite a read and quite unbelievable. Does Frank mean to say that he feels that that book is what God is saying, or that God is actually saying all that like a conversation? Are these thoughts and questions Frank has always wanted to ask God? To be honest, I have never heard the podcast until after reading the book. The podcast is better than the book. Well, the book isn't really... Okay, let me continue. I just think Frank should mention that the book is what he believes God is saying. Anyway, I don't mean to sound critical. I just can't picture God talking and laughing like he seems to be in Frank's book. Thanks. Okay, well, that's fine, Donald, if you're totally entitled to your opinion.
What are you specifically saying then about the book? So you're clarifying it for him and
okay,
everyone
let
else.
Let me just explain what that book is.
Okay.
That book, all it is documentation of a conversation that I've had with God, and it's not something I believe he's saying. It's not something that was in my heart about what I think he could be saying. It's what he was saying to me at that time, word for word. All I did was, like Moses in the book of Leviticus, I wrote it down. That's all I did. That's all it was.
So it
has nothing to do with the podcast either. The podcast is a different, it's not based on the book.
Right. It's a conversation that you had over a period of how many months?
About 6 months.
6 months.
Right.
That God instructed you audibly to meet with him in the backyard with a notebook and take notes.
Yeah. Once in a while in the backyard, sometimes early in the morning.
Right.
And then you told me to put it up online somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a book.
Right. And that's kind of where the Godcast started and the website and everything.
Yeah. It was like a website. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So that, just to clarify, that was you actually hearing the audible voice of the Lord talking about those topics.
Right, exactly. It's not like I'm listening to you talk to me and I'm saying something that I believe you were saying to me. I know you were saying it to me. I've heard you say it.
Dictated it as best as you could, in the speed that you could, word for word.
He dictated it to me, and yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Yes.
And just so you know, God does laugh. God has a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
God is all about hanging out and having fun.
Sure.
So, and that's what we're trying to get across to a lot of people who have grown up, like we have, in a very religious atmosphere where God is, you know,
he's
up
so
in,
serious, and he's going to get you.
Yes, sitting on a cloud, you know, pointing the finger, striking people with lightning.
Yeah.
You know, watching to see what we're doing wrong. And really, that is not the nature of God.
It's not
so,
at all.
Again, you can go back to that Andrew Womack teaching.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And through your own revelation of who he is in the New Testament, because now we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus,
right.
He wants to hang out with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to advise us. He wants to laugh with us. He wants to prosper us. He wants to bless us, just like any father would. And Jesus is the Lord. He wants to hang out with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to, and on and on. So
right. Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what we're trying to get across to our listeners, that God is about relationship and hanging out and having fun and you sharing that with others and sharing his glory with others.
Right. You know, a lot of people, I was talking to Keith about this, saying how, you know, a lot of people have this image of God, like with this long white beard mm-hmm. and this long white hair. And God had said to Keith, he goes, that's not me. I'm not old. I'm young. You know, Kevin
right.
Copeland, the Lord said to him, he goes, you know, if it hadn't been for sin, I never would have had a serious thought.
Right. So you've actually audibly heard Jesus laughing.
Yes, I've heard the three of them.
And Jesus also has a very funny sense of humor.
He's like a little kid sometimes. He gets very excited
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't stop. He interrupts. Mm-hmm. He's just very in your face.
He's kind
bold.
Of like us.
He's like us. He's, yeah.
Because like, remember, we were made in their image.
Yes.
Remember in Genesis, the very first chapter, they say, let us make man in our
right.
image.
Us.
Us. Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Father, and we have all the same attributes they have.
Exactly. You know,
sense of humor.
People are like, oh, that's not respecting the Lord. That's being so disrespectful. Let me tell you something. I think that's the ultimate form of honoring and respecting, is that it's like the camaraderie
right.
that comes with that relationship, that
right.
comfortable. Ness, if that's even a word.
So, I guess what my advice would be, if you want to take it, is to find out for yourself, listeners, that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, approach the throne room boldly.
Yes. The logo of this podcast. Who's your daddy? It's a coffee cup.
I remember Pastor Rocco said, he remembers, and some of you might have already seen that picture of... And this is Pastor Rocco's teaching, and it creates a picture in your mind. But there's a photograph of John F. Kennedy, the president.
Right.
Sitting in the Oval Office.
Right.
Now, he's the president of the United States, the leader of the free world as we knew it, back in the 60s.
Right.
You know, very powerful man.
Secret
you know,
service man will stand around.
Right. The average person couldn't get an appointment with him.
Right.
But... John,
his son,
is in the Oval Office, sitting under his desk,
right.
playing.
Right.
And Pastor Rocco was trying to show us, like, here's the most powerful man in the free world, and yet his son can run in there anytime he wants
that's right.
and sit under his desk and play.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the relationship that they had with each other.
Right.
It wasn't disrespectful.
No.
He just knew, that's my dad.
That's my
and
dad.
I know I can be comfortable with him
mm-hmm.
and I can run in there anytime I want and he'll try and make time for me. And
right.
what's great about God is he always has time for you.
Amen.
So I hope that helps.
Hope that helps, man. When I said about the coffee, that's symbolic of a relationship. Yeah, it's got a cup of coffee together. That's what the logo is all about.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Okay, this is from... By the way, when I say the person's name or their handle, if you will, it's usually attached with an email, and there's other information in the email that I'm not going to give.
Okay.
But I'll take out part of the name of the email. This is from Maker's Favorite.
Okay. Hey, that's me.
Did you write this email?
No.
Does the podcast have a regular date when it posts, or is it a couple of times a month? Just curious. Well, ideally, it's every week. However, I have not been able to post it every week consistently, just because of time management issues and some work stuff. I'm involved in the ownership of a few different companies, so I'm quite busy. However, we really are endeavoring to get this hammered down and figure out something. Matter of fact, just the other day, our brother Terrence Clark, our dear brother Terrence. Yes. Hey, Terrence, I know you're listening. Said, hey, I Brother Frank, I love you. I love you, man. Just wanted to say, I think Christina should have her own broadcast, like separate, like a separate godcast from this one. So just throwing that out there, listeners. Wonder if you agree.
That's actually part of the reason why we're not editing these anymore, because the editing would take a long time. So in order to kind of expedite, is that the right word?
Expedite.
Getting them up there, we're just going to, like, eliminate the editing.
Unplug it.
All right. So apologies for that.
There you go. You are served. That's part of this person's email.
Okay.
Welcome back from the cruise! 3! Hilarious. Love the show. Did any of the Disney characters get saved while they were on the ship? I didn't witness any of them.
No. They actually don't... Well, we met Goofy and he didn't talk.
Yeah, I don't think any of them spoke.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Well, the costumed ones. I'm sure Rapunzel spoke.
Right. But you had to get an appointment with them.
You had to get an appointment with Rapunzel, as we know.
They actually weren't just walking around. You had to, like, there were specific times when they were in specific places and you would line up to, like, take a picture with them.
Right.
We just happened to see Goofy going away, like, into, like, a secret room or something.
And if you want, I'll post a picture of me and Goofy.
Yeah, post that picture.
Sparring.
Yes.
I'll post it on the History of God Facebook page.
That'd be good.
So stay tuned for that. Okay, Michelle wants to know, when is the new book coming? The new book is coming in November.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
God loves you and gave you favor. All right, wow. Michelle, now leave me alone.
I didn't even know that. All right.
I'm telling you right now. Okay, Erin D. Found this podcast while searching the internet for something uplifting. I really enjoy the laid-back feel while learning about the Lord and about the podcasters' lives and what they're up to. I guess that's us. My brother recently was led to the Lord because of this podcast. Thank you. Oh, that's always nice. See, that's cool. Erin, do you know our names? Frank and Christina, that's us.
Yay.
I mean, I'm just asking that because your brother was saved recently because of this podcast. Amen.
That's so cool.
Hallelujah.
That's always our favorite thing.
I'd like to know the story behind that.
Yes.
If you can maybe get back to us and let us know the story.
Yes, we want those testimonies.
Speaking of testimonies, Mr. Livingston, or it could be Mrs. Livingston, my mom was healed from diabetes as a result of God's word being sown into her life/heart. Okay. Who's Your Daddy teachings and Christina's episode, Words, as an old episode, helped her to receive the revelations necessary for complete physical healing listed in the Word.
Yes.
I highly recommend the Who's Your Daddy podcast. They're a tremendous blessing. Well, amen
Thank God for your mom. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Healing is for today.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is
for today.
Oh, I like this one. Question. This is for you.
You have them.
Thank you, JJ. Question for you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Can Christina tell me how she keeps the romance alive in her marriage to Frank? Personal, I know. Just thought I'd take a chance for an answer. Well, here you go. How do you keep the romance alive in your marriage to Frank?
I actually don't think I do. I think you do. I think it's...
You, the listener, or me?
No, you, Frank.
What is that?
I think that you keep the romance alive more than I do.
Hmm.
Frank is more romantic, I think, than I... Well, let me...
Whoa!
Well, I...
Really?
Like, I like to plan trips and romantic... like getaways and date nights and I think things like that. And I like to create an environment in the house that's cozy.
Yeah.
And I think romantic. So that I think that's romantic. That's what I guess that's what I do.
You make dinner as well? But I think
Frank is more about buying, although I buy a card and sneak a card into something to surprise you. You do that for me, and you also surprise me with, like, you make a dinner or you'll get dinner. Like, when I came home from the woman's weekend, you had paella for me, and it was nice. And sometimes you'll set the table with candles. So things like that, just little things like that. Bigger things are like going out on small dates, which might just mean going for coffee.
Listen, I appreciate all this.
Yeah.
But the listener wants to know, how do you keep rooms alive in your marriage to me?
I think I just explained that, right?
Yeah, it was more about me.
Well, I think it's definitely a joint effort. But I think for me, it's more about creating an atmosphere.
Yeah, this person wants to know what your okay. part of it is.
So creating the atmosphere, like I said, organizing date nights, picking right. restaurants right. and outings like apple picking mm-hmm. and, you know, driving around cute little towns and things like that.
Right.
And going to Philly and vacations and things like that.
Hmm.
I think that mm-hmm. would be what...
I agree.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree. I like this person's name. Joey Smash.
Yes, I like that.
Wants to know, my father needs prayer for a better job. Okay. Can they pray for him? My father's name is Tom, and we live in Maine. We love Maine.
Oh.
He is a truck driver.
Okay.
Let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we command and demand an opportunity for Tom, Joey Smash's father, to get a great job in Maine, close to the house, with perfect hours, perfect salary, perfect everything, Lord, because everything you do is perfect anyway, in the form of truck driving or anything else that, I mean, you know Tom's heart better than anybody.
Right.
Whatever Tom needs, Lord, we call it in right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You agree?
I agree.
And I agree too.
Increase.
Yep.
Promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity.
Mm-hmm. In all areas.
Yes. And the wisdom to see it.
Yes.
When it shows themselves.
That's a good point.
The wisdom to walk through those open doors.
Right.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And Joey, I want you to email us when your dad gets a job, which is going to be very, very, very soon. Very soon.
Before Christmas.
It'll be the best Christmas you ever had. It'll be this month. It'll definitely be the best Christmas you ever had. All right. Another Don. Well, that first one was Donald. This is Don. I thank God for these podcasts. They keep the word before me day and night. They help me keep my faith strong. Awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. I would like to ask, when Christina and Frank are ministering, how do they know whose anointing is being used for the person they're ministering or praying for? I don't totally understand that. Let me read this again. I would like to ask, so when we're ministering, me and you, how do we know whose anointing is being used when we're ministering to somebody?
I don't know.
It's not really like a formula, really. I mean, if we're out somewhere, I'll just give an example. Hypothetical.
Sure.
So Christine and I are preaching at a church, and then afterwards we're praying with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll go on one side, and Christina will go on the other side of, like, let's say a line.
Right.
And we'll just start praying. Right. Now, maybe every once in a while, I'll need Christina to come over to me in the middle of me ministering to somebody, because the Lord may tell me, hey, have Christina lay hands on this woman's lower back or this guy's head. Yeah, I don't know. So we just kind of go with it
right.
until, if we really sense a strong, and I hate to use the word sense, but just for lack of a better word, if we sense or we hear God saying something like, oh, do this, then we'll just act accordingly, as per his direction. But I think for the most part, we just minister just as we kind of feel led to minister at the time. I don't think it's the same every time.
Right.
I
think that answers the question.
Maybe I'll have a word for someone,
mm-hmm.
and then that word, it'll get their attention. It'll witness to them. And then Chris may have, like, you know, she might build up on that. She might build on that word as led by the Holy Spirit with almost like an explanation or a teaching, you know? So that's how we kind of work off each other a lot. And sometimes we work kind of individually.
We go with the Holy Spirit flow.
That's really the best way.
It's kind of different every time.
Yeah, it is. It is. Totally. Okay. All right, Don. All right. Next one is from Shankman. Is Who's Your Daddy or History with God Ministries ever do speaking tours? We would do a speaking tour.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't done a speaking tour.
Well, we've spoken.
We've spoken, but not like a tour.
Right.
Like, oh, we'll be in.
Like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, not like the Rolling Stones tours.
But I would love to do that, man. One of my dreams is to get an RV and have churches all across the country or places all across the country and just be driving for like 6 months to different parts of the country talking.
That's really cool. Preaching, talking, teaching.
People,
yeah.
Meeting people in just like local.
Yeah.
Diners or whatever.
No, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I believe him for that.
Yeah.
Okay, Chili Chick. This is from Chili Chick.
Okay.
I live in Anchorage, Alaska.
Nice.
Look at this. We're just talking about speaking tours. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. How do I invite the Sassos to preach at my church? Simple. Go to the website, ahistorywithgod.org. www.ahistorywithgod.org and click on contact and leave us an email with your information.
Right. And of course the pastor of your church or the leadership would have to.
Yeah. You talk to your pastor first, obviously.
You'd have to get involved and so on. So
unless you're the pastor, then fine. Chili Chick. Pastor Chili Chick. Right. All right. This is from Sudsy. I have a question. I'm 32 years old. I love the Lord Jesus. But I really enjoy action movies, superhero movies, and beer. Okay, sounds like my kind of guy. I like this person already.
I know.
This is, I don't know if it's male or female, but I like you already. There's like three things I like. My pastor tells me that I need to grow up and meet a girl. Oh, you're a guy. Okay, I could totally hang out. I could totally hang out with this guy already. Right. Okay. Wait, I just almost lost the email.
Okay.
Because I turned my phone. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Grow up.
Alright, so my pastor tells me I need to grow up and meet a girl and get a family going. I enjoy my job, I make a good living, I go to church every Sunday, I read my Bible, and I don't see what's wrong with the kind of movies I like, and then I drink beer every weekend. Is that bad? No. It's not bad. I mean, we don't know. Look, first of all, Sudsy.
Okay.
In all fairness.
I guess because he likes beer.
Oh, there you go. Sudsy M. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. We don't know you. We don't know the situation. We're hearing your end of it.
On your side.
So I don't know, you know. Maybe your pastor
sees something that
we don't know. I mean, we don't know. We're just reading a paragraph.
Right, right.
You know, you could be a nut.
Right.
Well, he loves the Lord.
Okay, we're a little nutty.
Listen.
But yeah, if you love the Lord.
If all you're doing, though, is all day watching action movies and Superman drinking beer all day, all the time, well, then yeah, I'd say that's not good.
It doesn't sound like that's what it is. Here's what I think that. There's nothing wrong with action movies. There's wrong with superhero movies,
love
which Frank loves. Sometimes I'll say, hey, I know you want to see that whatever. Every time you say Civil War, I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a Civil War movie out?
Yes.
And then.
With Captain America and Spider-Man.
And then I'm like, oh, that kind of
stuff. Civil War.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Abraham Lincoln and, you know. And I was like, oh, no.
I like Abraham Lincoln. I like the Abraham Lincoln movies when he's fighting vampires.
Right, okay. Anyway, he'll go with his friend and whatever. Go
by myself.
Or by yourself. Go to the movies. I'll meet you after for dinner or whatever.
Right.
But I don't see a problem with that unless that becomes an overwhelming part of your life.
Right.
Like, if it's something that you enjoy and you do it in balance with everything else, I really don't have, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
And I think, like, Frank likes beer. He doesn't sit with a six pack and finish it off every night.
I just had a beer today.
But he does like the craft beers and
like
tastings.
I like a good cigar.
And like enjoying that.
Right.
With friends. So it's
You like a glass of wine.
Right. It's, there's nothing wrong with that. And I like to build relationships around those things. Like,
yes,
let's go out. Well, like one, we started a wine tasting event at our house. Like that, it's just a way to fellowship with people, talk to people, and that's just kind of, so.
And saved people come and unsaved people come.
And that's a great way to witness, because they see us like normal people and we're not beating them up with the Bible and condemning them. And I just think that, it's a way to enjoy life in balance. Again, if you make it such a big part of your life and it overtakes your life, then maybe that's supposed to be something that you should look at.
And maybe your pastor's concerned. Maybe he doesn't want to see that happen. So maybe he's saying, hey, you know, he's trying to nip it in the bud now. You know, don't beat up on your pastor.
I mean, if you're enjoying life, I don't think you can force a relationship, like, to get married. I think if you want to get married and you want a companion and you want somebody to travel through life with, you know, you go to the Lord with that.
Yes.
And he'll give you the perfect person.
That's right.
That will either go to those movies with you.
Yeah, maybe you'll meet your wife at Comic-Con.
And drink beer with your wife. Or she'll say, hey, you know, it's okay. You go to the movies and meet me after.
Well, you mean like you.
Yeah, right. So, but just make sure that there's a balance. And the best way to do that is seek the Lord on it.
Amen.
Stay tight
that
with him.
That is the best.
And, you know, you can't go wrong.
He will
with
direct
that.
Your path.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Okay. Last one from Kylie.
The last one?
Yeah. Well, it is good because it's almost going to be a half hour here.
Okay.
Who got saved first, Frank or Christina? I bet it was Christina. LOL. Why is that funny? And why are you laughing? Why is that?
Well,
why is that the thought?
I think we got
I bet it was
saved
Christina.
At the same time.
We got saved together,
okay,
yes.
Technically.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We technically got saved at the same time.
Yes. What do you mean technically?
It was my idea.
Wait a second. It was your idea to get saved.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How do you figure that?
Because I always say, listen, Greg, if you had met me, you know that you'd be still living at home with, like, reading comic books.
What's
and
your point? Point, please.
If it wasn't for me, you never had Mexican food. You would never have sushi.
Yeah, granted. But you're also saying if it wasn't
you
for you, I'd be on my way to hell.
No. No, but I think it was my idea. Anyway, but we got saved together at the same time. Technically.
Right. We got.
There was an altar call. We both went.
Yeah,
up
we
at the
went
same
down.
Time,
right.
And yeah, we accepted the Lord at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll stop there.
Okay, so that's that. That'll be this episode. See, I just said See, normally you wouldn't hear that, listeners. I would cut the out and making us sound like seasoned speakers. But I'm not doing that.
It's raw.
Because it takes too long.
Right. Let's just get it up.
2 a.m. I'm so
Let's
happy.
Put that podcast up there.
I come to bed at like 2:30 a.m. and Chris goes, is it on cancer? And I go, yeah, it's up. Go back to sleep. I want water. All right, peeps. Until next time.
Yes.
And next time being next Sunday.
Yes.
That's what we're shooting for. So pray for us.
Yes.
Pray that we just get this thing up every week, because we want it done every week. We really do.
Yes.
And I truly believe the Lord wants it up every week.
Absolutely.
Because I know he listens and I know he loves it.
Yes.
Because it's all about him.
Right.
So, until next time, remember this. We love you.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.